This is Dreaming in New Zealand, and I suppose it deals with the fact that the sound that I would hear is eh in some accents. It's not the same for everybody here, obviously, but it sounds like an E to my ear, so bread would sound like breed to me a little bit. So this is my mishearings that turned in my mind into something rather beautiful. I love this tongue as mine, is mine, and would all were as I am wont to hear here. Sex, a quest, great grail, for I hear, seeks. With no sweat spent to search that isn't sweet, as every beck and calls both song and beak with which to hold our tune. Winter wears her well-earned warrior's clothes, a season wearing thinner, wetter, colder, but still and ever green here. She'd not leave her leaves, not she'd what's hers, though the southerly tried and tries to whistle them away. And since this is my comedy of ears, in one and in the other's fates to trip again, I'll claim the body is both bred and breed, as words well said are planted seed, and grow so where we tread is treed, where each line read remains the reed on which the note is played, when pressed to mouth, lips self-ordained as priest, weds, wed to wed and weed, and so with word grown one forever, as even the dead remain indeed, wound round and round in these wet sheets of wind.